Blog Talk Radio.
Next, the Invaders in Color.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Everybody listen up and please don't interrupt me. I'ma tell you what you gotta do to keep from going crazy. We are in a quarantine, the guess it's gamma COVID-19, but the time machine will pass. Just to do the best you can and no be a pain in the ass. Hey mama, let's all drink some wine. Hey mama, everything will be just fine. Everybody capisce? All we do is sit at home and making the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'ma give you a little advice just in case you're a beginner. If you make the macaroni, rigatoni, cannelloni, and you never leave the table, you will gain 300 pounds, and to walk you won't be able. Hey mama, let's all drink some wine. Hey mama, it's gonna be just fine. Now, the way I see it, everybody thinks they have it so bad. Mama mia, they have no idea how bad it could really be. I remember my mama say, always make the right decision. When it's time to get married, make your choice with precision. You better hope that she can cook and that she is Italiana. You better not make a big mistake and come home with a puttana. You could have an ugly wife, a terrible kiss, a horrible life, and a mother-in-law who hates you. But don't forget, it could be worse. You could be riding in a hearse. Hey, mama, let's all drink some wine. Hey, mama, it's gonna be just fine. Hey, mama, just sing and laugh and dance. Enjoy the life you got, because you won't get a second chance. Enjoy the life you got, because you won't get a second chance. Enjoy the life you got, because you won't get another chance.
from coast to coast, in lieu of the Italian Defamation League, it's the Possum Hour theme!
The Invaders. A Quinn Martin production. Starring Roy Thinnes as architect David Vincent.
The invaders. Alien beings from a dying planet. Their destination, the Earth. Their purpose, to make it their world. David Vincent has seen them. For him, it began one lost night on a lonely country road looking for a shortcut that he never found. It began with a closed, deserted diner and a man too long without sleep to continue his journey. It began with the landing of a craft from another galaxy. Now, David Vincent knows that the invaders are here, that they have taken human form. Somehow he must convince a disbelieving world that the nightmare has already begun.
The guest stars in tonight's story: Jack Lord, Alfred Ryder, and special guest star Diana Hyland. Tonight's episode, Vicar.
living it, man. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope my sound is 5x5 tonight. And welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend. Hopefully you were able to distinguish it from the week. And that your week ahead will be distinguishable from the weekend that preceded. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of Confinement Loaf, now with vitamin zinc, and new Lockdown Depends. When there's no real point in changing just for number one. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to Garage Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour, Diddy Mow, Diddy Mow. During the week, clobbering time, sometimes on the weekend. You never know. Friday night, only the greatest podcast known to man, Friday Night Possum! did I take my pill today? Oh, yeah. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this public service announcement.
Step right up, young man. Tell you what we're going to do. Arthritis your trouble? Got the cure right here. The electronic calisthenic vapor radarizer cures arthritis with paramagnetic force. At a special price of $1,043,000.
No? Well, here's what you're looking for. My own secret formula. Petal pills. And it'll only cost you $70.40.
Oh, you...
Double talk? Sure. But believe it or not, gadgets and phony drugs like these rob arthritis sufferers of over $250 million every year. Think what that money would do in the right place. In the research laboratory working toward a real cure for arthritis. Well, that's why we're here. We, the Three Stooges.
I'm Larry.
I'm Mo.
I'm Curly Joe.
And we want to ask you to support the Arthritis and Rheumatism Foundation and help find a cure. That's it, and we thank you.
Very cool, very cool. And there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
This is Vlad. I live in the matchbox, in corner of Kremlin.
Vlad the Answer Man! Good to have you with us, comrade!
Greetings, misled capitalist dogs!
Do you have tonight's answer, sir?
Tonight's answer! The United States! The Taj Mahal Casino! And Melania's legs.
The United States, the Taj Mahal Casino, and Melania's legs?
May a fascist with COVID-19 marry your first cousin.
Hi-yo! What's the question?
Question is, name three things President won't be able to open by May 1st.
Yes!
Oh, keep doing what you're doing, America! You're my favorite shit show! До свидания! Товарищ!
virus comes along, it's spreading like a plague. And POTUS and his lackeys have been nothing if not vague. Well, then you've got to trust the CDC and listen well, unless you want to bid our free society farewell. There is a super bad, transmittable, contagious, awful virus. And if we don't act quick and social distance, it will mire us in a stretch of quarantine that lasts until July. A super bad, transmittable, contagious, awful virus. And if you got a better cough in your arm, and if you got a better... Now, back in 1918, influenza had its run. But half the docs were busy overseas with World War I. Today we have mass media and scientists to say, if you don't want this virus, well then stay 6 feet away. Super damn important that we practice isolation, because we're asymptomatic while it's an incubation. We'll overwhelm our hospitals if there's not mitigation. It's super damn important that we practice isolation. If we don't do it, then we're all gonna die. If we don't do it, then we're all gonna die. And so I hope at last you take this lesson here to heart, cause it's already scary and we're only at the start. If you get bored, just think of the immunocompromised, who can't go much of anywhere unless it's sterilized. A super bad, transmittable, contagious, awful virus. If we don't act quick and social distance, it will mire us in a stretch of quarantine that lasts until July. A super bad, transmittable, super bad, transmittable, contagious, awful virus. Super bad, transmittable, contagious, awful virus.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Possum Hour says, suck it.
Yes, he does. Possum Hour does.
Alrighty.
That Mary Poppins. You know what? I would like to see a remake of Mary Poppins with our very own Reverend Wendy. That'll
like
work.
X-rated? Like X-rated?
Ooh, yeah, baby. Now you're talking. I wasn't
Come on, man.
Yeah. You put me there. I'm there now.
If it's cloud talk, man, might as well make it a fucking, you know, lay that cloud out. You know what I'm saying?
Hot damn.
You know
Hot
what I'm
damn.
Saying?
Oh, yeah, feet, Toppins, baby, Toppins.
All right, you want some true confessions? Do you ever do this? Like, you're looking at porn, and you come across a gal that looks like a gal you kind of know and kind of are sweet on, you know?
Never happened, no.
You've never had that happen? Well, you always look at Kobe tie and shit.
Yeah, I kind of look at the... ripples and wrinkles.
Yeah, and ripples and wrinkles. But you got to go after the porn. It looks like the chicks you dig, you know, and you're like, whoa, that's ooh. And then it's a whole nother escapist round.
Oh, yeah.
There's good advice over the lockdown, I think. Yeah, I think, you know, wasn't it YouPorn that donated all the masks to the New York hospitals? I mean... Porn is becoming a vital part.
Yes. God bless porn. God bless pornography.
Balanced breakfast. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Right. Now, here's the interesting part. I was gonna just do a rerun for the blow up tonight. And then Ford Prefect last night. I didn't see it till this morning. I didn't see it till this morning. Wow. I said, wow. I don't know if we've ever blown it up before, but boy, it was a joy to blow it up today.
Good. Ford's on top of things.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, I'm talking about Ray Stevens' Everything is Beautiful.
Ah, jeez. There you go.
Get some love on that. Everything is beautiful.
Is that the Coca-Cola thing too? Didn't they buy it out?
It's beautiful.
Or
might
was
that have
another
been
song?
Might have been. Might have been RC Cola or Fanta, maybe. I don't know. And Fanta.
RC Cola.
Anyhow.
Yeah, maybe.
Guitar Zan, what else did he have? He had the Streak.
Oh,
all those.
My favorite.
You
my
know,
favorite. Remember
not
my
really. What's that?
Jeremiah Peabody's Thion Saturated Quick Dissolving Fast Acting Pleasant Taste and Green and Purple Pills.
I take your word for it.
Uh-huh.
All those mildly amusing tunes that you just savor in your memory.
Underlined mildly. Uh-huh. Okay.
He's responsible for it. And then he comes out of left field with this inspirational hit. Everything is
beautiful.
Yeah,
what happened there?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. No, it's not B.J. Thomas. That's Ray Stevens for it.
Ray Stevens, yeah.
Ray Stevens. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to upload B.J. Thomas Friday, that's that.
Uh-huh. The chop of the fucking hat.
Let's say no more, you know, B.J. Kaboom.
Ray,
but no,
Ray
no,
Stevens
no.
thought he was going to the grown-up table with this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Stevens getting blown up. There we go. Ray Stevens.
Jesus has to live with you. The
hell of that shit! You hear that shit? Someone's gonna find out where the fuck that comes from! Holy shit! Tell what you fucking think of shit!
Everything is beautiful in its own way.
No, don't stop moving!
Like the starry summer
night. What is that?
Pull the string.
No more fun of any kind.
Everything is here.
On your front door,
Oh, then your sister came out, said she ain't here no more. You know a man about a baby.
Teddy's ready, aren't you, Teddy?
Arf.
Yeah, he's ready.
Is everybody happy?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Mary Poppins and the Pigeon Sisters, man. Gumby's getting an orgy together. Thank you for tonight.
The name of that, for those of you keeping score at home, was Super Bad Transmittable Contagious Awful Virus.
Holy shit. Okay. We're not going to ask you to spell it.
All the little kids are going to want to... Remember it took us like... some of us months, but some of us minutes to memorize supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, or whatever the fuck it was.
I still can't get it. Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. I can't say Worcestershire. But, super bad transmittable contagious awful virus. That's.
You got it, man. You got it.
Title of that one. Okay. B.J. Thomas covered Ray Stevens, but believe it or not, B.J.'s version is the only one Ford remembers. Because I don't remember the B.J. Thomas version. I remember the Ray Stevens one.
I can picture
like kind of
it.
AM
sounds
play.
A lot like B.J. Thomas, but all I remember is the Ray Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out later. But, Ray Stevens one was chart-worthy where I... That's the thing. Back when we were kids, when teenagers and stuff, there were regional hits and whatnot. You know?
Yeah.
It could be a hit in Pittsburgh and not be a hit in Philadelphia. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So. It was a different world.
I like Ray Stevens' Mississippi Swirl Revival. I'm going to put it on the...
I think we played that, didn't we?
Yeah,
didn't
we played
that here in the old
pub. I'm going to put it on the old church page. I miss it.
He says the BJ one was the one he posted, but I could have sworn that's the one I downloaded. Ford. Not that it matters.
I thought it was Ray Stevens he posted.
Yeah.
I didn't even play it, but I thought it was Ray Stevens.
I could swear that's the one
I assumed it was. Yeah.
I don't know why I would have looked up a different one. Cheeks is here. Oh, okay. No, we got to do the formally. Okay.
Oh.
You ready, Ted?
He's jumping the gun.
Okay. Bringing it, boy, is here.
All right. Boy.
He's in rare form tonight, kids.
He sounds it.
Oh. Well done, well done, well done. And there's Cheeks. Apple Cheeks Alice. Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice. Sweet Alice.
One more? Okay, good. Oh, he gets those. Do you ever get the old, like, really old dogs? They get, like, little black moles on their muzzle, you know? He keeps getting them, and then they fall off, and it's like, ooh, like, where did it fall off, man? You know, like, what if I step on it, my bare feet?
Pieces of them fall off.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming, Cheeks. And there's Dr. Cake, who's, like, third on the line, which is... more than adequate for her.
Cake.
Okay. Yeah. You know, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Indeed. And Ford Prefect.
Ford.
Yeah. I called him little black things on their muzzle fitted-ids. He had a fitted-id-did. It fell off.
Fitted-id. That's
appropriate. Thanks for coming. Ford wouldn't be a Ford without Prefect.
There you go.
Okay, and... There he is, Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Two kinds.
And there you have it, ladies and germs. The one, the only, the greatest collection of human beings online at this moment in the universe. Including Ted. Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
Yeah, if I could ever put the damn thing where I wanted it.
As the Beaver.
I've literally got no place to go. I try to find a good series to forget everything. I find the Tiger King. He's married to some real weird guys. Carol Baskin is living a lie. She fed her husband to tigers. Everything is not fine. Very weird circumstance. The show's got me in a trance. Cause I am the Quarren Queen. I lost my mind on day 17. Quarren Queen, eating bread without margarine. Oh yeah, I'm not wearing I've lost track of time and my life. Ooh, has no routine. I watch that screen, cause I am the Quarren Queen.
The Quarren Queen, ladies and gentlemen, right here,
here
on Earth.
Right.
Indeed. Yes.
A lot of talented people out there. Come
that's on. Our Hitler! Oh.
There you go.
So, yeah, I mean, what a cottage industry, easy for you to say. making these, we call COVID-19. And, you know, it's COVID-19 because they didn't get it right the first 18 times.
Oh, there you go.
How many jack-offs on TV and shit have you heard, you know, not understand why they call it COVID-19?
Well, I got a meme sent to me in a private message telling me the C stands for Chinese. And all this stuff, and it's the 19th disease to come from. And you know, I wrote the guy back. I said, "Co stands for Corona, V stands for virus, and you know, I don't know what the 19 is. What's the 19 stand for?"
The 19 stands for 2019.
Oh, okay.
That's when it started. Yeah. That's it. I mean,
yeah, I didn't get that part.
Yeah, it's not a big mystery or anything. It's
no. But they
2019 is when it starts.
Make it sound like it's okay to blame the Chinese, you know, because that's back when when Bobo was doing that shit, you know?
Yeah. That was a baby's wings.
Oh,
check this out. Gigantor went back to work today, and there's a a thing. The I don't know who put it on, the EPA or the OSHA or whoever, taped it to his the machine he works on, and it's all about COVID-19 warnings and whatnot. And the date at the bottom of it, the copyright date, was copyright 2019.
Oh, okay.
And he noticed that and went, wait a minute. Wait a minute, he says. How is this copyright 2019? So that, what does that mean? They knew about this in 2019? Ding, ding, ding,
ding. I'm not too surprised. It was really the end of January when everyone heard about it. They kept it quiet. They tried to keep it, you know. They didn't want the world to know this shit.
They didn't do nothing until March.
They didn't do nothing.
Yeah, so. Hold on, I got to tell Ted to shut up.
Hey, Ted!
I think he's trying to say something.
Sorry about that. But lay down.
I think he was giving his insight.
Lay down. Hey, Don, man. He's in the other room barking. That's how fucking loud he is. All right, well, and then you have the shit that's blown my mind over the weekend and everything is these guys going out and protesting, right?
Uh-huh.
And they go out to the thing, to the state house and everything. They're, oh, yeah. All that's going to do is extend the pain, man. The more you don't social distance, the longer this shit's going to go on, you dopes.
Our health is in the hands of these fucking morons.
My God. I mean, it got... Ay, ay, ay. Well,
I'm
preaching to the choir
here. Did you see the tweet from Patton Oswalt?
No.
By any chance?
No.
He said... he said, Anne Frank lived for 2 years in an attic. We're slightly over a month. We have Netflix, food delivery, and video games. and we're all out there rushing our state capitol saying we want Fuddruckers open.
Too true, man.
Yeah.
Too true. A nation of Nimrods.
Uh-huh.
Good gravy.
I've been practicing all my life this self-isolation, you know? I'm not out of my well.
I love this. I love this, that it's like I have an excuse to, like, get in the bunker, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of not as depressing as it usually is when I get in the bunker.
I lived like this for, like, 8 years.
So, I just saw those idiots. Today they were in Harrisburg, PA. Do you guys have a Democrat governor? Democratic?
I don't know. I don't follow that shit.
I know you don't follow that shit. Because we got a Republican there here, and they're still protesting the guy. They were up there today. Not as many, but a bunch of these super geniuses. and then they're running around. And then my buddy Abe, this is kind of serious. My buddy Abe posted a picture from those protests, and some guy's got a sign with a rat, a Jewish, you know, a rat made up to look like a Jewish caricature.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
They're getting anti-Semitic. What brought that on? You know? Unbelievable.
That. Come on, man. What the fucking world? God. We got to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to stop it. Okay.
One girl, Michael Rapaport, posted a picture of one girl holding a big sign that said, "My body, my choice," and had a picture of a face mask with a red line going across it. It's not just your body. It's all of us. You know? Go ahead.
But she's going to vote for Bobo because she wants him to stack the Supreme Court so they overturn Roe v. Wade.
There you go. They're doing
it's
another
logic.
Movie on Roe versus Wade, so that's pretty interesting. That educates some people, unless they fuck up the movie. Who knows what Hollywood does now?
Well, I mean, we've only turned back society 20 years. Let's
Yeah.
Back another tour. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if you die, I'll kill you. Don't do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Live forever. let's get the voodoo experts out on this, man. Put Fauci on
that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I got no notes tonight. I got nothing, man. What do I got here?
what do you got, Ted?
Nothing. You got what? Well, Ted's ensconced. wow, that's a weird note. Highway Patrol. I must have been up late that night. Okay, wait a minute. One more. nothing on that. Yeah, I know. It's all it says is it says Highway Patrol. Da 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 da.
And you're like, I'll remember this.
I'll know what I mean.
I'll just put that on the
screen. I know exactly what
down.
I mean by that. Yeah. I'll remember. I'm writing it down. So, yeah, man. The invaders are here. They're in our beer. Man, it's I don't know, man. Is this going to be like a huge herd thinning? Because if all the dumb people keep doing what they're doing, they're all going to get the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Hopefully, in the meantime, they come up with a
I looked at the data. America had yesterday. America had 40,591 deaths. And these people think it's a media hoax?
Yeah, it's a hoax. It's a hoax.
Yeah.
Well, once they come up with
the...
with the
second wave of the 1918 one, it killed more people. I don't know if that's true or not. It's just what I've been reading off.
Oh, I saw the graph on that today, man. That's scary. Because it said,
true?
You
is
are here.
It? Yeah.
I think so. You are here, and it was we're just at the peak of the first wave, and the second wave makes the first wave look like
I knew we had a second wave. I didn't know it was stronger than the first one.
So, yeah, good times ahead. But
looking forward to it.
Hope all these schmucks just, it's only right that the dumb people go first. I think.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, we put
don't
up.
Those, yeah,
we put it.
Well,
that's the
it.
Last
you
3 years.
Gotta
what
we
put up
away
with.
From dumb
Come
people.
On.
Stay away from dumb people. Is what we got to do.
Boycott dummies.
From everybody, 20 feet from dumb people.
20 feet from dumb asses. Yes.
Uh-huh. There you go.
All right. Who's ready for a quickie? Who's ready for a quickie?
We all. Quickie, baby. Quickie.
All right. A quickie. I spoke too soon. A quickie. Ladies and gentlemen, a quickie. Hit it.
Einstein was a genius about theoretical tricks. And we all know that fire and water just don't mix. But you should dig my baby, who is stoned from the sticks, with her own kind of perfume called Armpit Number 6. You must dig for yourself, my chick from the sticks, with her own kind of perfume called Armpit Number 6.
No,
bones and snake toes. It's a treat to drink my baby who is stoned from the stick. With my own brand of perfume gone, I'll pick number six.
Right, Lord.
Well, it's 420, man. Who doesn't?
Uh-huh.
Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
Me? I can't remember the last time I smoked a weed.
I just always... I think you smoking weed, I think it's Woody Allen snorting coke.
Sneezing it all over the place.
Classic.
Uh-huh.
This is $800 imported from Colombia. Oh, yeah? That's you!
I put it in the hollow heel. I put it in the hollow part of my heel.
Yeah. Yeah, smoking doobies, man. I got a confession. I've tried it.
Huh?
I tried it once or twice.
But you didn't inhale.
I didn't inhale. I never inhaled. And I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. No fun. Bad.
Bad.
And thank God that no malarkey is the guy, because he thinks it's a gateway drug. And I, you know... I have to agree with.
Did he say that too?
Markey guy.
I didn't hear it. Sir.
Yeah, he says he still thinks it's a gateway drug. So
gateway drug.
Boy.
Markey.
Malarkey tour, yes, sir.
It's anti-science, man. It's just anti-science, anti-intellect.
You're telling me, Jack. I'm getting dumber all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they closed the beaches
again,
in Florida, finally. It took them like a fucking month to close the beaches. Then they were closed for like a week.
Yeah.
Open back up. Hey!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a long week.
Very cool. What the fuck?
Unfucking believable.
Oh, my God. Why am I playing a blow-up lead in? I don't know. Spin the wheel, man.
Spin that wheel.
It's the 420 wheel.
Take a spin.
Every one of them has
winner.
A
awesome.
Oh, cool.
You got that right. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for 3 minutes. You'll never get back. The 420 edition. In fact, this is 420. The whole month is 420.
There you go. There you go.
Nobody's got any, you know, I mean, like, you're like me.
Uh-huh.
You can sit around and smoke dope all month.
Okay, dope.
I mean, if I would, you know, if I was into that sort of thing.
Man, I'm spooning kratom down my throat.
In honor of this monumental day, it's also Hitler's birthday, so hats off to Uncle Bobo and his followers. I'm sure they're flying their swastikas high. But on the other hand... It's also the 420 that, you know, is a good one with the dope and the smoking. So, The infamous David Peel. Are you
David Peel? David Peel.
Got David Peel on there? Is he on the radar?
Oh yeah, that's Eddie X's buddy. Eddie X was in love with this guy. He hung out with him before he died.
3 minutes, you'll never get back.
There you go.
Right there.
It's a beautiful place, the village. The kids are still coming from out of town to the village, and they're singing. There's a nice guy singing the Smoke Pope, that the Pope smokes dope, and all the good songs in Washington Square. It was beautiful, you know what I mean?
The Pope smokes dope! The dope smokes Pope! The Pope smokes dope!
The Pope smokes dope! God gave him the grass! The Pope smokes dope! He likes a smoking mass! The Pope smokes dope! He's a groovy head! Yeah. The Pope smokes dope! The Pope smokes dope! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! God is higher masculine, Satan's highest back. Clays in Rome get stoned on grass, Jesus freaks out back. Jesus Christ is super hippie, never shut up junk. Pope's in Rome get stoned alone, peace in church get drunk. The Pope smokes dope, God give him the grass. The Pope smokes dope, he likes to smoke a mass. The Pope smokes dope, he's a groovy head. The Pope smokes dope, the Pope smokes dope. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Taking pills is not a joke for a groovy pope. Birth control can be a joke of marijuana smoke. The Pope smokes dope. Guy gave him the grass. The Pope smokes dope. He likes his fucking ass. The Pope smokes dope. He's a groovy head. The Pope smokes dope. The Pope smokes dope. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
I'm on the highway to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Now, an old frothing slosh capsule commercial brought to you by the news. Get old frothing slosh pale stale ale with the foam on the bottom and uproariously funny labels. Great for weekend parties, holiday parties, and parties during the week. Old frothing slosh is also fun even if you don't like parties. It's delicious beer. But the 6 new funny labels call it everything from old folks home brew to sour mess burpin', made in the still of the night. And more. Get old frothing slosh by the case or sick pack wherever you buy beer and laugh with every new different label. Get old frothing slosh. Now, a word about the news. Things aren't bad. Tune in again when the news brings you Old Frothing Slosh commercials.
Absolutely. Pittsburgh legend.
I love it.
Reach.
Also remind the Possums, he's the one that says, Grenache.
And he was in Woody Allen's Sleeper.
Sleeper. Yep. Didn't have a line, but he's in there.
He's in there. There's a porno guy in Annie Hall.
Yeah,
in the same sort of situation in like a party scene. One of the party guests, and it's a porno act.
It was like the orgy when they passed around the orb.
Well, yeah, for Reach Kordick, but I mean in Annie Hall there was a real porno movie guy in this party scene where they were like, you know, hey, I see that guy porn. Weird.
And he was in that?
Yeah, he didn't have a line. It was like Reach Kordick. It was just a porno guy, some porno actor. I can't remember which one. It's kind of weird. Yeah. All right.
Alan probably didn't know.
Here's some good news. Well, you know that. Well, okay. First, we'll go with the. Okay, this is like crazy news, crazy town news.
Okay.
Oil prices plunged below zero today.
Below zero? All right.
Less negative something. What was it?
You can't give it away.
It was in the negatives, man.
Negatives.
And, you know, instead of going, you know, time to maybe pull the plug on the oil thing, you know, the fossil fuel idea's got to play, don't you think? No. They'll probably bail. They'll bail them fuckers out. They'll bail them out.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, the rest of us.
Didn't
our dick
check.
In our hands. Yeah, exactly.
You know they're gonna rush to bail these schmucks out, man. Yeah.
I didn't get one. I probably won't get one. I don't think I'm gonna get one. I just don't. I don't get the same shit because I'm like a weirdo. You know. I fly too far under the radar.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think if you do your taxes every year, you're in the system. You'll get it.
Call that living. Anyway, it was negative numbers, man. I wish I could have. I mean, how do you buy? I was like, today would have been a great day to buy. I mean, every barrel you invest in, you get $20. Get a check.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's negative.
Where do you get that? Craigslist?
I don't know. My broker.
You can't.
Yeah, my broker's E.F. Hutton. He skipped town years ago.
Everything went quiet.
Yeah, he went under in the last one. Okay, now, good news and bad news. Testicles may make men more vulnerable to coronavirus, a study reveals.
How? How would that happen?
It's something about the immune system, okay?
Yeah.
Coronavirus lingers in the testicles, making men prone to longer, more severe cases of the illness. That's the way the testy. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Luckily, I mean, on the up note, in a related story, I got to thank my second wife, you know, Give me a better chance against this virus this time around. God bless you, honey. Take care of them. All right. And speaking of bailouts, So all these big corporations that bailed it, you know, like all the schmucks. guy's the bottom of the barrel. We get nothing like it. This fucking big corporation, big restaurant, Shake Shack. They dove in, man, head first, took a big chunk of the pie, you know. And I guess they got a lot of bad feedback, so they're giving $10 million back to the bailout fund. Jesus.
Ooh.
How did any of these? How did I said it before and I grit my teeth? How in the fuck did they get away with giving these big corporations a fucking bailout on this thing?
Yeah.
That's
corporations
obscene.
First.
It is. Fucking obscene.
I'm still pissed off at the banks. Remember when they did the big payoff with the banks?
I know.
And then what did they
this
do
is worse.
Christmas time? They gave each other $20,000 Christmas bonuses after they got the bailout.
I know. This is even worse, I think, this time.
Because,
it's like, it's not just the Republicans, you know, it's not just the Democrats. They all just went, woohoo! Jumped in there feet first. We are going to wet our beaks at the trough tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Bernie Sanders and AOC.
Bernie.
And the squad. The AOC, the squad, and Bernie. That's all. Other than that, the rest of them, vote them out. Vote them out. Get them out of here.
But who knows?
And we good guys left, man.
Who knows?
All right.
What the fuck
okay, more COVID news. This is always inspiring. A lawyer, he was defending a Louisiana church because they held services against the social distancing order.
Uh-huh.
And the ban on large gatherings.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, he's in the hospital now because he came down with COVID-19 when he attended the services there.
The attorney actually went to the services?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't... Oh. Hey, to be fair, he doesn't know if he caught it at the service itself. You know, it could have been at Walmart. Yeah.
Well, that's a little irrelevant.
Yeah. But nonetheless, they're going to have to... Do a delay of whatever, because.
Well, you see, he had his balls out at church. He had his balls out at church. That's what happened. Can't do that.
Man, I tell you, I missed him for a while, but you know, now I look back and think, dodged a bullet on that one.
She
you know,
still has him, huh?
You know.
She still has him.
She wore them well, too, believe me. Good on her. All right. Here it is. If my switchboard ever works. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
What is up, Buttercups?
Hey.
Ladies and germs, it's GTO.
GTO, all right.
The man, some applause over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, man, how you doing,
dude? On my other profile. I was on my other profile, so I didn't know today was Monday.
Ah.
Hey, it happened.
Caldor Cat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
That's him.
Intergalactic assassin you.
Yep. I tried to get a Klingon face on Boba Fett's body, but it didn't work very well.
Yeah. Be nice, though. It's a good thought. Something to work for.
Kind of cool.
Oh, speaking of cool, remember, like, man, what was it? I mean, God. We should timestamp these fucking episodes because I come up with all these great ideas and then like 4 weeks later, you know?
Yep.
What are they talking about now? What are they talking about now? What are they talking about now? The return of drive-ins. They're actually seriously thinking about it now.
Ladies, we have a drive-in in Valpo.
I miss
you will probably see that come back to life. Yeah.
I love them.
We have one, I think one left in Columbus, Ohio. When I moved here, I believe we had 8 of them. And I used to frequent them several times every summer. In fact, the last of the great ones, I've repeated this story, but I was there for the last weekend. What did we see? Incredible Hulk and the Rugrats. And we were going to come back the next Saturday and see the... We were going to see the pirate thing with Johnny Depp the next Saturday, and nope, they closed. End of shows. Just like that.
And now it's a flea market.
Well, the 49ers have been around since the 40s. Oh, 50s.
Well, this one they sold out to the... It was just Primo Real Estate, and they sold out to, I think it was a government, Navy installation or something. Bought out land, and that's a building of some sort.
I used to watch slasher movies, man. I loved it.
There was one I could walk to here when I first moved here.
Shit.
Yeah.
Walking to the drive-thru. I like driving. I like it.
Oh, it was drive-in central out here, man. It's pretty fucking cool. In fact, my first wife worked at a drive-in when we first moved out here.
Oh, okay.
And
with the,
it's pretty cool because...
There's bad hamburgers?
Well, pizzas, everything, man. But I went to... They were showing Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, right?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, man, that first Star Trek movie kind of blew, you know? I'm like,
nobody liked the motion picture.
Yeah, I was like, I want to see the next one, but I don't know. I'm not that enthusiastic. So I went early to pick her up. I ended up coming back every night for 2 weeks and watching that fucking movie, man. I was like, this is the greatest Star Trek movie in the world. I was like in heaven. And I got to see it for free, like every night for 2 weeks when it came out. Had George,
I think it was
my baby
four.
Boy.
He was a little kid
in the car seat snoozing. You know, I'd bring the heat up the bottle and bring it. You know, keep quiet, kid. I'm watching a movie over here. It was cool, man. Blew my mind. I was expecting. That's one of those situations where you're expecting crap. You know.
Yeah.
You go in and you're like, this is probably gonna suck. And then it's awesome, and you're like, wow, mind blown.
Yep.
The beauty. All right.
Reverse hype.
Moving right
along. Reverse hype. It's nice.
Yeah, exactly. When you expect it to be great, it always sucks. It's never as good as you expect. All right.
I've only seen Star Trek 4. I like the yes
the whale
music
one.
In it. The whale.
Oh,
whale.
Yeah,
whale
Spark. The Voyage Home.
Yeah.
Voyage Home. There you go.
That was a good one. I think that was the most successful one commercially.
That was my dad's favorite Star Trek.
A lot of people's. But I think overall most real Star Trek fans look at Wrath of Khan as like the apex of Star Trek, you know. It didn't ever get any better than that.
Star Trek 3 was good too.
So I liked Star Trek 3, absolutely, man. Thought that was a great movie.
But for me, 2 and 3 are like 50-50.
Well, I think 2 is just on its own is just, you know, great movie. It's a good movie. Just on its own, it's a good movie.
I got yelled at on number 3. When the Enterprise blew up, I went, yes!
Oh, no way!
Going, shh. Yeah, I did.
Oh, man. You didn't get popcorn thrown at
you. Yeah.
I know. And then when in Generations the Enterprise D blew up, I went, yes! Again.
Now, that was cool. I did kind of go, yeah, on that, because, man, that was a damn good crash, man, when they ran into the planet and shit. That was cool.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Wonder someone didn't give you the Vulcan grip. Or whatever that's called.
Ooh, the one crappy one, number 5, that Shatner directed. I went to the opening day of that. I blew off work, went to opening day. And this guy in this Vulcan cape is sitting like catty-cornered to me in the next row behind me. You know, I was checking him out. You know, like, okay, you know, you're devoted. I mean, I'm blowing off work, but you're in costume. And he just at the end of that, he stormed out, his cape flying in the wind, and he stormed out of there in a huff.
Probably that shit. I could have been a Shatner.
Oh, that
he
was.
Sometimes disguises.
People hated
himself.
That. Everybody hated that. That
was you might be happy to learn that Quentin Tarantino is not going to do a Star Trek.
Man, I wish they'd quit. Just fucking give up.
Yeah.
Star Trek's done.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? He was serious.
Yeah.
I
saw that. Hey, give up one. It's done through completed finish. Mark 7. You know,
there
it was great. We loved it. Nimoy's dead. Say goodnight. Is that harsh?
No. Fuck them. And fuck
right.
Star Wars.
Now, wedding. Weddings.
Hey.
Half of my gigs are weddings, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And what are the weddings? They're all canceled. So, nice gesture by the Anheuser-Busch company. They're going to give out free beer to people in a contest. To show you sent pictures of how crappy your coronavirus wedding turned out. And they'll send you like a year's worth of beer or something. Crappy beer.
Good promo.
Top of that.
Good promo. I like it.
Yeah. Not even like Budweiser. They're going to send you Busch Light. You know, nice.
Iron City.
Yeah, that's a real. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, fuck them.
Okay, who remembers a guy named Clint Howard?
Sure, Clint. Absolutely. Ron Howard's little brother.
He was a little...
General Ben.
He was a little Baylock on the Star Trek episode.
Yeah. Blaylock. Or Baylock.
Did you guys know he played the Ice Cream Man?
The Ice Cream
Man.
I don't know the Ice Cream
He was in a movie called The Ice Cream Man.
Oh, a horror movie.
Look that up.
Yeah.
Google it.
I vaguely remember that. I didn't see it, though. I didn't see it.
I did. Yeah, I did. It wasn't bad. It was a B movie, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's got a face for those kind of movies, man.
Oh yeah. The best thing he said was Seinfeld.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, he was.
But
the,
I wasn't a fan of Seinfeld.
Killer. He was the smog killer. But they thought Kramer was, but it was actually him, and they had him in the crowd.
Yeah, it was Clint Howard. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's the Howard that got all the talent, I thought.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, they brag on Opie Cunningham.
Fuck Opie. Fuck Opie. Yeah.
It's fucking Clint Howard, man. All right. One last story before we move on, ladies and gentlemen. Where are we at here? Chicago. All right, South Side, Chicago. A South Side hot dog stand. This fella... tried to rob this South Side hot dog stand with a gun. A gun. but it misfired at the hot dog stand. Shot him in the penis.
Oh, the irony. There's a lot of money in the hot dog stand. And a banana.
Shoot yourself in the penis, man.
Oh, God. That's got to hurt.
Mm.
All right, the Ice Cream Man. It's Prime Video Channels. I don't think... watch it on Full Moon. Damn it. I don't think I get it for free. Fuck.
Damn it. He should have done Hot Dog Man. Shot himself in the penis.
Maybe he shot off those testicles and he might survive the coronavirus.
Oh, there you go. He's in good shape now.
There's silver lining.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Oh,
Now, back to our show.
420, man.
I'm glad you kept the Pigeon Sisters on that.
You had to, man. It's just
I like that.
You need the contrast between the happy and then the crying. And the crying and the haunting and the cleaning.
It sounds more like they're getting off, though. That's what I like about that.
Oh, okay, here's some, I don't know if any of you are fans of the old, Robin Hood Disney movie.
I've seen it years ago, yeah, but I know nothing of it.
I always kind
of
liked that one. It had Phil Harris as, Little John. Some nice songs written by Roger Miller, you know, of King of the Road fame. He wrote the drummer store over it. He wrote the songs. It's a nice one. It was kind of their. They had a period there in their interim period where the animation was kind of limited. It was before they had their real big comeback, you know. I think it was one of the last projects planned by Walt Disney himself. Not sure about that fact. I may be making that up. Anyhow,
well,
I always thought it was a great movie. And should be left alone on its own. It's a beauty. No!
Oh, jeez.
The The 1973 classic will be revisited, much like Lion King.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. A new version of Robin Hood will feature the characters as anthropomorphic, this time in live-action CG hybrid format.
Live-action.
Get away from me with that, man.
I don't know how parents can do that, man. Sit through that
what?
Shit. How parents sit through that
through
shit.
Yeah. Well, I know a guy our age, man. He fucking eats anything that Disney serves up with a spoon.
No
he thinks
shit.
They're the cat's
big
pajamas.
Fan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
To each his own, man. But I think you're ruining a classic there. Sheesh.
Let's start with the remakes all together.
Exactly. Come up with something new.
They got the Stands coming out soon. I think it's going to be Netflix.
Didn't they already do that twice?
I think twice, yeah.
Come on, man.
It's going to be another one of those 10-episode type deals.
I haven't talked to number two son in a while. I don't know if he's writing any more crazy scripts, but they got to start filming their crap, man.
Yeah, when's that going to happen?
What?
When is their movie coming out?
Well, there's one of them's been out for like a year.
I mean, the sci-fi one or whatever. What was the name?
Yeah,
of it? I forget.
That was the Aliens versus the Navy SEALs.
Oh, okay.
And that came out, but they didn't have a clause, you know, where you can't change everything, and they didn't have that in their contract, so another guy came in and he kept all their good ideas as far as plot, but changed all the dialogue in the title. They were kind of, they're kind of disappointed.
Yeah,
right, they
I'm
were
sure
really
they
disappointed with that, yeah. Because they had a few really neat twists in the plot that they used, you know.
Yeah.
But then they just, you know, wiped out all their dialogue. Actual.
Not to discourage you from trying.
So I haven't talked to them in a while. I don't know where they're at on projects, but I know they finished another script up not too long ago. So hopefully, man. And they got fresh ideas, these kids over here. These kids.
And yes, Cake, we are living in the Stand.
Well, can always yodel.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh.
GTO, yodel along with me.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
It's a short one.
Okay. Kate talked me into it.
All right. Thank you, Kate.
Here it comes. Come on, yodel.
Yodel! Get
it's
the good seats. Use the fancy dishes. Wear your best clothes. And don't you keep the dishes. Sing too loud. Speak your mind. You only live once. No one's left behind. Yodel.
Deadlines come,
Like the acoustics are good or something, but they're really not.
Yeah, but still, that's what made it though.
Bad acoustics, but a great yodel.
It adds to the charm.
The YOLO yodel.
Yeah.
Say that five times.
Well, you know what they say, man. You live every day, you only die once. So that's kind of fast backwards, but.
Yep. Well, yeah, but. I mean, like, you know, once you die, you're not going to be able to sit around all day drinking beer or watching TV. Think about it.
Hey, you tell me there is no heaven?
Think about it hard.
That sounds like heaven to me, sitting around drinking beer.
Actually, you could sit a skeleton in a chair watching TV with a beer in his hand. So, therefore, you could.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See?
Ipso facto.
All right.
I follow you.
See, that
and just
work
put
things
I follow
out.
You.
And just put a wig on it, too, so it looks like it has hair.
Put a wig. Right. Hey, did you hear the latest joke from Germany?
No.
He says, France says, what borders on stupidity? And Hans says, Mexico and Canada!
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Gotta love being the dumbasses of the fucking world, huh?
Uh-huh.
Cool, huh? Fucking awesome. We are the dummies.
We are the... We're Tiger King.
Tiger King for president.
Gumby Exotic. I'm changing my name to Gumby Exotic.
We're doomed as doom could be, don't you know?
Got that right.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody. Really appreciated your attendance and your participation in this nonsensical 90 minutes of mirth, madcap, humor and mayhem. Please all drive carefully, but don't drive at all. Stay home. Stay home, man.
Kids.
Stay home. We gotta get Samuel Jackson out there every night. Right after Bobo does his little thing, Sam Jackson comes out and says, "Look, motherfuckers, don't listen to that motherfucker. Stay the fucking home."
People listen to Sam.
They listen to Sam, baby. All right. Well, on that note, say goodnight, everybody!
Goodnight, everybody!
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Goodnight, everybody!
There you go.
Goodnight, everybody. There it goes!
Goodbye.
Nobody else will. because I love you so. What am I yearning for? Each and every night. Oh, oh, your lips close to mine and to hold you tight. What am I living for if not for you? Not for you. What am I living for if not for you? Oh, nobody else, nobody else will do. Oh, nobody else, nobody else.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.